Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Looks like we've made it this time. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, known also as Daisy on the Internet. You can contact me at Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 64448 at keen.com for readings. Prayer requests, contact Daisy May, D-A-I-S-E-Y-M-A-E, 64 at yahoo.com, or Janet Thornburg, and that's B-U-R-G, at facebook.com. Our call-in number for this evening, or this afternoon and evening, is 646-378-1297. Again, that number is 646-378-1297. Our topic is Angels of Prosperity. And I'd like to begin with Iris, the Angel of the Rainbow. Her purpose in its feminine energy is to help us with trust in God's promises. Our prayer tonight, Father God, Master and Creator of the universe, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray for the assistance of angels for each caller and each listener. I invoke the angel Iris of the Rainbow and all spirits that are connected to the Holy Spirit to touch our spirits for each reading that takes place. So be it. Amen. There are a lot of angels of prosperity and abundance, and we can invoke them into our lives, and we can do this because it's a finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Our faith and speaking blessing into our lives is biblical in both the Old and New Testaments. When we invoke prosperity into our lives, angels and archangels are there to help us and remove hindrances and blockages to financial abundance. We should begin with our guardian angel. You should know, one of the shows I did back when I first started, and I referenced a book. I didn't have time to find it today, but I'll try to find it for anybody that wants to know, can email me. And it gives you your archangel, and you can start with that, your archangel, your guardian angel, and let that angel lead you. I listed angels on our last radio show, Love Angels, and their specialities with life's trials. A lot of information is available at askangels.com. I also recommend Doreen Virtue for her cards, her books, and her wisdom on angels. And some prosperity angels I'll go over with you right now. I'm going to spell this, C-H-A-M-M-U-E-L. Build career. So you would use a pink candle and invoke that angel to help you in all career matters. H-A-M-I-E-D restores faith. If you're, really down, that's a good angel to invoke with a white candle. The next one, H-A-N-I-E-L, helps with healing emotional wounds, which block us from abundance. A green candle, and that's all with healing. Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, helps you take action. White candle. Metatron helps to tap into resources. And orange is a candle for that. Michael, protection of your abundance, your life, everything. White candle. This one also, Z-A-C-H-A-R-E-E-L, helps to release destructive energies coming at you, blocking prosperity. Zedekiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L, helps to manifest your authentic purpose. And with that said, I will start taking calls now. Okay, here we go. Hello?
Hello, I'd like to get a reading.
Okay. All right, the angel, I'm using the little cherubim angel cards, and I have archangel cards. I have three decks of angel cards here. Just do not fight your weakness, but strengthen your virtues. And I think that's a good message for all of us. We get so focused on what's wrong with us and, you know, some of the television commercials make us feel like things were not right. And I think we need to focus on what we're good at. And then the next angel is saying for you to discover your inner light and to be yourself. Be yourself and be comfortable with that. Be very comfortable with that. The wealth of creation wants to flow to you right now. You need to open up to it. And you may have a blockage. You know, we talk about blockages and hindrances, but our way of thinking, which is referred to in Scripture as the flesh, and that's a way of thinking, and we get programmed into that and thinking that way from growing up, traditions, church. There's many, many avenues, and the Spirit of the Lord is asking me to speak the Abraham blessing over you. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we get the blessings of Abraham. And it's in there's two scriptures here, Genesis 24:1. Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and the Lord blessed him in every way. And Galatians 3:9, so all who put their faith in Christ Jesus share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. And I speak this over you right now. Because of our faith in Jesus, in the finished work of him, we will receive the same blessing that Abraham received. He was blessed in every way. Therefore, expect to be blessed in every way beginning today in Jesus' name. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
A little bit of astrology. You know, the new moon that we just had on March the 8th was extremely powerful, and this is going to be affecting us until the next new moon in April. And it's what it's creating is powerful and sudden shifts, but it's also creating a rare opportunity to see beyond your limitations. You know, we limit ourselves, that flesh thinking. So it and what it has in reference to is letting go of something or someone maybe that's not constructive. You have to really use this rare opportunity to your benefit and ushering in what's right for you. So that's what we're looking at as far as this next until the next new moon. Okay, let's take the next caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you, Deanna? It's Marcia.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm getting ready to go visit my brother again, see what we can maybe get accomplished in trying to salvage some of his life after the fire.
Yes. Spirit is speaking to me and about speaking the blessing of health and healing over you and your brother. And 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds we are healed. And it speaks in past tense because it's a finished work. In the name of Jesus, I speak over Steve, right?
Yeah.
To walk in divine health and healing as a covenant child of God and have every right to be healed because of what Jesus did on the cross. I speak healing over his body, his mind, and his emotions, and breakthrough in his finances in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That goes for us too, Marcia.
Well,
I sent you a little something to help out.
Well, I appreciate
that. I certainly know
greatly.
What it's like. That's happened to me, you know. And it's really traumatic to end up with just clothes on your back.
Well, and the fact that, you know, somebody died. You know, somebody
yes.
died in this fire. And
that's even
so
more
tragic. Right. And now his mortgage is held privately. And the gentleman who holds his mortgage recently passed. And his children are very, very greedy. And so they have moved to foreclose on him. Since he's had the fire. And it's just...
It comes in bunches, doesn't it? When it rains, it pours. It just comes in bunches.
And, I mean, his insurance covers his mortgage, but it doesn't give him anything to rebuild or to even put clothes on his back or take care of his pets. They had to give his cats oxygen. They did make it, but, you know, they're all in different places. They're not together, and, you know, not even to be able to have a place after a hard day to go home to, you know, where there's anything. It's got to be hard on him. It really does.
Okay, would you tell our listeners about your
the page
posting
we set up for
on Facebook for him?
We set up a FundMe page. FundMe.com, FundMe.com, is an avenue that people can take if you want to start a business. If you've got exuberant medical bills, if you've got special needs, this kind of thing, you can go to FundMe.com and set up a page where people around the world who might see this, you know, as a business opportunity or as a donation to someone, they've been through this or somebody else has been through it, and, you know, they can kind of understand. But at FundMe.com, if they search Fatal House Fire, and it's the one in Beckley, West Virginia. My brother's almost 60, and he has worked hard. We lost things that were our grandparents and our great-grandparents in the fire, things that he would have passed down to the nieces and nephews. He doesn't have any kids. He doesn't have a wife. But the gentleman who passed in the fire, he has an 8-year-old son. So,
that's so sad.
You know, and we remember it because when our brother passed, his daughter was about 8 when our brother passed years ago. So it just it's hit home in so many different ways. And like I said, he has nothing to rebuild on. So anybody who will go to FundMe.com and search Fatal House Fire in Beckley, West Virginia, the minimum donation is $5. That's set up by them, not us. Every little $5 will help, and we would be
and
so grateful.
Well,
yeah, it does.
And also, it's on my Facebook page as well. And I turned the cards while you were speaking, and it shows a hard time still in the present mind here. But before the end of this month, things are really going to start changing. And it's just probably the worst time that he's, you know, I've got the moon with the hardest emotional thing he's ever endured. He will be kept in our prayers and at my church. And God bless you. And we'll keep remembering everybody, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Dana. Have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Show.
God
Bye.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye.
That's so tragic, but... You know, Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble, but be of good cheer, which means don't let it get you down. Don't let it, you know, make you feel like you need to give up or anything, because we all, that's what being on this earth is about. It's certainly ups and downs, but I have a very interesting time on the calendar coming up, which I think is very interesting for our listeners. We're in the year of Jubilee, but this will be the 40th year of Jubilee since Jesus walked the earth. And being a numerologist, you know, 40 is used 146 times throughout the Bible. Noah's days of rainfall were 40 days and 40 nights. Number of years the Israelites wandered around through the wilderness going around the same home was 40 years. Number of days Moses was on the mount getting the law, and the number of days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness, and the number of days that Jesus remained on the earth after his resurrection. So I think it's going to be a very special Good Friday coming up, Passover. I think that if at any time in your life you wanted to get close to God, that's a good day to do it. All through any, you know, this is Jubilee. You know, this is a year where you can receive unusual blessings, and I hope people will take advantage of that. Okay, let's take our next caller. Hi,
hey.
You're on the air.
I am White Light 08. I am Linda. I am White Light 08.
Hi, Linda.
Filled with the Spirit. I have been walking every day. I am being cleansed. I am being washed. I'm being purified. I need my next step. I am working on my spiritual life is getting, I can't put it into words. It's just grown. It's grown so much. And spirits are with me all the time. I want to claim right now, and I need your help in Jesus' name, that I will be out of where I'm living now, currently, under my ex-boyfriend's house. Yeah, that's a fun
great
one, right?
Jesus. Yeah.
I need to be out first. I will be out the first. I claim this in Jesus' name. And I will have my
well,
job.
Well, some of this energy that we're feeling that's in opposition, it has to do with Neptune, the planet Neptune, and Saturn are battling. And, you know, Neptune has a lot to do with dreams and revelation and hidden things. But on the dark side, it has to do with, you know, emotional battles. And that's exactly what we've been seeing. So I'm going to turn the angel cards for you.
Well, Jim is going through his emotional battles. That's
and the first angel, these are baby angels.
I'm not.
Now is the time for a new beginning. It's a totally new beginning for you.
Uh-huh.
It's in the present line, which means it's going to start happening now. They want you to know that you're well loved, and they love your prayers and the things that you do. But they want you to always clear yourself because of the type of work you do. Clear yourself by stopping, you know, and finding your center and putting yourself in light. Enter your job every day in light.
I am. I've done that. I did something by accident today, and I want to tell you something. I accidentally spilled rose scent into my incense burner, and I feel the rose is there because it's a new beginning. That's my rose. That's why it's there tonight. And then you told me that confirmed what I thought. I'm not crazy, everybody, okay? Tell them, Stacey, I'm not crazy, right?
No. I mean, I think, you know, one time when I was working, somebody made a threat to me, and they said that I better do something they wanted me to do because they had a black belt in karate. And I said, I don't know karate, but I sure know crazy.
I know Jesus.
You know, you can't push people too far. And then the baby angels are saying the power of prayer is helping, and that you're going to, they want you to listen to your guardian angel right now because your guardian angel is trying to lead you to the right person. And there's something to do with family and children, that there's going to be a really good summer with your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't need me. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put this to you, and you tell me if spirit says if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Today I was led to look and investigate into activity position in Alzheimer's memory care places. I'm going to hit them all hard on Monday. I'm just going to go out there on the pavement with my resume. Is that what I'm supposed to do to get my new job?
Okay, let me.
I don't know.
Okay, the spirit is telling me to speak the blessing of success over you, supernatural success. Genesis 39, verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did. So you received that word today because you're going to succeed. When you go out there, you're going to find. And just as God was with Joseph, he's with you right now. His presence will never leave you. And because you're in him, he's in you. Therefore, you will succeed and prosper in everything you do, regardless of your surroundings or what's happening right now, in Jesus' name. You receive that word, and when you go out, you're going to find something. And that is what you're supposed to do.
Okay? Because that's my specialty, you know. Okay. I would like to say a prayer to the girl who was just on the line. I didn't catch the town. I didn't catch the town. So this way, when I win the lottery, I'm going to send you money. Okay, what is the town?
Go ahead and pray.
I want to pray right now to bless this woman and her family. I want to pray for them to be enriched with many blessings and for a brighter future and for the spirit to wash down upon them and cleanse them and remove all their doubts and fears and for the Lord Jesus Christ come and rescue them from all that they suffer. We say this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And Lord, I stand in agreement, okay, according to Matthew 18:19, that what two agree upon, it shall be done for them. We pray for, I agree with this entire okay prayer. And thank you. I love it when people
love
pray.
All.
Thank you. Love you too. God bless.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I love it. I love it when people pray. And because prayer is the answer to everything. And, you know, it's our mindsets. And it's our attitudes that we get into, that these are all things of the flesh. That's what keeps us from our good. But like I said, I can't impress upon you the importance of this up-and-coming feast. And in Leviticus 23, verses 2 and 4, they're feasts of the Lord. They're not Jewish feasts. They're not Gentile feasts. They belong to God. And Jesus observed these feasts not only with his family, but with his disciples. And in AD 35, Constantine stopped it. And I think that God is working through his people to revive this. And this is why I always speak on it. So if you've never, try joining in and see if things don't change really quickly. Okay, let's take the next caller.
It's still me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is it still me, Linda? I'm still here. Shall I hang
okay
up or something?
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That was me.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi,
it's
you're on
Lisa
the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What
can I
do for
you?
For me? I'm wondering what
okay
you see for me.
Okay, let's see what we see for Lisa.
Okay.
Listen, these are the baby angels. Listen to the fine voice of your angels. And they want you to know that you're getting connected, and right, and that there's a big surprise coming. The second angel is saying, life itself is going to give you, you're going to enjoy this surprise. And it's in the present line, so it's due to happen anytime.
Okay.
And
God,
also, it's a time for you for a new beginning. New beginning.
Thank God.
All right, let me check these other cards here, too. There's something I feel like
okay
we have to find out yet.
Okay.
I didn't feel like I was done. Okay. You have a personal victory coming up. By the end of sometime during this month, or maybe the end of this month, you're going to, again, this card says celebrating life. So you have a new beginning. You have a whole new beginning in career,
mm-hmm,
and a man in your life.
Oh, good.
A very
that was going to be the
man
other question. Oh, good. I was going to ask you about that.
See,
too,
that's why I didn't feel we were concluded either.
Because I just been having been a lot of negativity in both my career and in my love life. So that's why I wanted to find out if there was anything positive coming down the road here.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I got the Ace of Cups, which that's kind of touching on all areas of your life. You know, we have the highs in life, and then we have the lows in life, and we all hit these spots, you know. Like I said, Jesus said, in this world we'll have trouble, but to be of good cheer, don't let it get you down, don't let it ruin your peace. You know, don't let this is going to be the next 2 years, the remainder of this year and all of next year are really good for you. And you're going to improve in your finances. And I think you're ready to really handle money now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have
your lessons around it.
Yes, I went back to school to change careers and go into a completely new field, line of work in healthcare. Left the business world. I'm in healthcare now, I'm getting back on my feet again. Pain.
See, you're verifying your reading. And that's good, because that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And a personal victory over you. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to, and money's coming, you know, you're going to improve financially, and mm-hmm. you're really going to find a very understanding man. And you're going to be intellectually stimulated by him, as well as physically, you know, stimulated.
Okay.
Chemistry.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hi,
hey,
you're on the air.
How come I keep being here? Am I supposed
to
hang up?
I don't know, that question mark's still up there. I just see the question mark. I'm sorry. God bless
you.
No,
that's
Thank
okay.
You.
Can I ask you a mm-hmm. question?
Okay. So getting back to the angels again, and what we're looking at today, and as most of my people know that call me on teen, I'm 73 years young, and I've been in the ministry over 40 years, and I enjoy what I do. I enjoy being able to help people, and I'm in really good health, except I allowed myself to get stressed out recently, and so I've had to pace myself, and I enjoy doing these shows because I can give of myself. I can, you know, it's a form of tithing, and I enjoy doing them, and I like for people to call in, and I pray for everybody that I speak with. And I just want people to know that we're in a very difficult time. I mean, just I've never seen an election like we're experiencing with ever. And I'm praying about all of that too, and I know that God's will be done in the end. And Jesus warned us about these times when it would get with all this violence, that to be wary of deception. And we're, you know, deception has been very strong. And that's the thing that we need to not get caught up in. And I think right now, especially this year in Jubilee, your connection with God is very important. It's extremely important. And this is a year when you can really, really prosper. And showing up over the days that are Passover and Resurrection Sunday are very, very powerful this year. And if you have ever wanted to know, this is the best time to connect. Okay, we have another caller here on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hey, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I was just getting on. I didn't know what time it started for sure.
Okay, let's see what the baby angels have to say, and then I want to look at the bigger angels.
Okay, cool.
Okay, interesting. Your first card is the angel is asking you to have hope. Hope is an energy that they want you to not give up on and continue to develop it. And they also want you to know that now is a time for you to be patient and the willingness to believe what you're getting today, what you're hearing. And they want you to listen to the voices of your angels because they're working on completing what you want. Practice positive thinking and constructive actions right now, and it will change. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let me do the big angels.
Talk to me, big angel.
Wow, this is good. Praise Jesus. You have an offer coming up here by the 1st of April, and it's going to pay you money, more money than what you're expecting. And it's going to be a good year for you, starting this spring and the remainder of this year and all next year. And a new beginning, and an improvement in health. Praise you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yep. That sounds good.
And you got a lot to look forward to. There's three things that you're getting that you want from your heart. I think I know what they are. God bless you. Okay, I'm also, the Spirit is telling me to speak blessing over you, so I need to do that. They want me to speak the blessing of faith over you. And the scripture is John 20, verse 29. Jesus said to Thomas, "You believe because you've seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me but still believe." That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, even when we don't see what you have promised, and we know you've given us the gift of faith, the ability to believe whatever the word says, no matter what it looks like, we walk in the blessing of faith. And as we believe, we will eventually see your glory manifested power in our lives, in Jesus' name. All right, Miss Teresa, don't you worry about nothing.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And basically, I want to speak a blessing too over everybody, but I really want to speak the blessing to be able to reign in life, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're here to, you know, Jesus did everything on the cross 2,000 years ago. It's a finished work, and we access it through our faith. But what we have to overcome is ourselves. And, you know, a person that is in control can't be controlled. And we have to just really master the flesh. And so we're all on the same page. I'm talking about a way of thinking, not your body. So in order to reign in life, which is what God wants us to do, we will master these areas, and then we have true abundance where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and not beneath. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father." Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. Because Jesus Christ rescued us from the curse of the law in Galatians 3:13, we have access to all the proclaimed blessings over God's people. Therefore, we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We reign in life today with him as kings and priests. In Jesus' name, I speak this blessing to each and every person at the sound of my voice that have called in, listened, and Father, we thank you for this time to be able to share your love with everyone, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, it looks like we're done. And I will let everyone know, and I was just grateful that we were able to do the show tonight. And if you missed any part of it, you can listen to it in the archives. And I gave a lot of information about different angels and what their specialties are on the last show under Love Angels. So there's a lot. And the most important thing, remember God over this Easter a holiday weekend, Passover and Resurrection Sunday, and I don't think you will be sorry. There's a lot of packed blessings in it, especially because of it being the 40th one since Jesus was here and the fact that we're in Jubilee. God bless everybody. I will notify you about next month's show. And be blessed. Think positive. God bless you.